producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are here to go through the Fandango of the day. Fandango, what a great name. It doesn't mean anything, but it's a great name. I have used Fandango to tell the world because I bought my ticket to go see Deadpool on Fandango, so I want to let everybody know what a horrible piece of crap that movie is, and please don't waste your money going to see it. How's that for a strong review? They'll be very happy to get my review. Any of you who have seen it, help yourself Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. You can send email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. The Polar Vortex. I'm not doing a good job. Polar Vortex is back. All right, so, Kara, what's the temperature in Washington this morning?
It was about 32.
32?
But there's ice everywhere.
Yeah, it's 32 degrees warmer there today than it was yesterday at this time. And tomorrow, it'll be 62 during the warmth of the day. It's strange how this is happening. Of course, the world is full of conversation about global warming. I had this conversation with my dearest yesterday, the idea that we have never been, it's amazing. It's the end of the world. It's global warming, climate change. We're doing it all. We've ruined the planet. Well, in some ways we have, or we're in the process of making a mess of the planet. We haven't ruined it because in the history of this planet, which goes back almost 5 billion years, I guarantee you that at least 42 times in that history, there has been a change that has violently affected whatever is on the planet. The poles change literally inside out, upside. The planet's been through amazing stuff because planets do that. The universe is amazing. Look at life and understand how amazing it is. I posted a couple of pictures at Facebook of me being on the beach yesterday with my daughter and my grandson, looking around at the beauty of the water. My daughter told me that every drop of water that's in the sea has been in some way, shape, or form in some other body of water, fresh water, salt water. And we know how the system works. It evaporates. It doesn't evaporate as easily if it's salt water because of the salt. But when it evaporates, gets into the form of rain, goes into other places. But as the system, what I'm getting at is an appreciation of what the system is all about. And in my mind, in a spiritual sense, the fact that all of this stuff functions, even though we're doing as human beings a great job of screwing it all up, it still is a very, it's precious to think about how all of this came to be and how it all functions. I'm looking at my grandson and what a perfect human being he is. And then you look at the sand and you look at the mountains and you look at all of the things that are part and parcel of what's been created out of what we've been given to work with. And that includes our bodies, doesn't it? Think about, do you ever think about how your brain works, how your body works, how everything works? Rain comes to, in most cases around the planet, feed and nurture the plants that we need to have growing so that we can survive. It's, you know, save Monsanto and that bunch from wanting to. I get a kick out of, I'm going to digress for just a second, because I'm looking, I get a daily event guide as to what's going on in the world of commercial industrial farming. I'm a farmer as well as a broadcaster, as many of you know. There was congressional testimony by the EPA administrator and inspector general for the USDA this past week on things like waters of the U.S., the debate over labeling of genetically modified foods. And there are all kinds of stories in here that would make you think that the fact that we have genetically modified food is the greatest thing in the world. It's New Hampshire lawmakers detail reasons for voting against the state labeling bill. Well, why would you not want to know? Why should they vote against it other than the fact that it's in the best interests of the people who are feeding you genetically modified food? It's this kind of thing going on, the influence. They'll spend lots of money, these big companies, to make you gullible enough to believe that you don't need to know where the food comes from. Why? Well, you maybe don't need to. If you don't want it, you don't have it. But how about all of us who do want to know where it comes from? How about those of us who think about the risks of eating food that isn't what we want? And even if there was nothing wrong with it, we want what we want. That's a freedom that we haven't been entitled to as human beings, isn't it? You'll be able to make choices about the food that you eat. The problems of getting genetically modified mustard in India, I find that fascinating. Then an op-ed piece about the Farm Bureau working toward a Supreme Court reversing a decision made about factors in bee survival. And who knew the Supreme Court was even taking that up? By the way, the Supreme Court and the death of Antonin Scalia, a number one item over the last couple of days, but there's really nothing new other than the discussion of who should replace him, and that's being greatly politicized. And I find the conversation at this point kind of boring. How about you? Are you stimulated by it? If you are, swell. If you aren't, then let's get back to the discussion of the polar vortex and how it's affecting our weather and the climate and the planet in a moment. 13 and change after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy.
One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Napa, right now in Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what?
Well, that makes more sense.
We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay, so the President's Day. You know, yesterday on the air, some of you who were really paying close attention to what I was doing may have noticed that I didn't mention President's Day once yesterday, and it wasn't even by design. I just didn't care and didn't think many other people, other than you have a day off and you can go buy some sheets or a new car. What did we learn about the presidents? I stayed up late last night and watched a PBS special about Hubert Humphrey. That was really pretty interesting, and that was really my only acknowledgement, for me anyway, of President's Day. He never got to be president, but he worked with a lot of presidents and had quite an interesting career. But back to President's Day, that 1,200-mile-long storm stretching across 17 eastern states, 2,000 car accidents because of the ice. Carriages said it was nothing but ice in Washington today. How dangerous was it for you when you were driving? Did you notice any of that stuff called black ice on the highway, and sanding and salting going on?
Yeah, I didn't actually, on the main roads, as long as they had been plowed, it was okay. Mm-hmm. But on any back roads, I mean, my parking lot, it wasn't plowed yesterday. So when I walked out this morning, I mean, it was a skating rink.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the roads were okay, but I'm still glad to have driven before rush hour, because yeah, I imagine that'll be a mess.
2,000 flight cancellations. No wonder I couldn't. I was trying to make plane reservations yesterday, and I was frustrated every turn because I had to wait 40, 45 minutes to get to somebody to straighten out the sort of mess that I was encountering. And now I didn't really pay much attention to the weather yesterday because I was at the beach with my grandson and my daughter. It was 87 degrees. Sorry, Kara. Anyway, the storm made a mess of things. In these states, all the way from Maine down to Georgia, crash-ups, pile-ups, 2,000 cancellations. North Carolina alone, 1,500 car accidents in less than 24 hours. Virginia had over 500 car crashes. Sub-zero temperatures, shattering rail tracks in Boston. It was 17 below zero yesterday morning when my guys reported in from the farm. So what's the polar vortex? Here's a reporter from the BBC explaining for their purposes why Europe is safe from this phenomenon.
What is this polar vortex? What does it actually mean to you and me, and where is it found? Well, let's address first of all what the polar vortex is. It's normally recognized as a huge chunk of atmosphere, frigid atmosphere, rotating around 30 kilometers above our head in the stratosphere. It spins because our planet spins, and it's called the polar vortex because it sits over the polar region. It's as simple as that. Now, quite often what happens with this polar vortex, the way it kind of spins, is reflected a little bit lower down in the atmosphere. Now, the polar vortex tends to work in harmony with our well-known friend, the jet stream. And the jet stream often meanders underneath the polar vortex. Occasionally, this meandering jet stream digs so far south, it actually breaks off and traps a blob of spinning cold polar air. You can think of it almost like an egg yolk wobbling there on its own. And these smaller vortices of polar air can bring some really extremely cold weather. Now, occasionally the term polar vortex is used to describe these smaller circulations, but the main thing up there, it's way up there in the stratosphere, that's where it stays. Now, some of you have asked whether this cold air will actually reach Europe. The answer is no, because the Atlantic Ocean warms up any cold air coming from the US before it arrives, and Europe's coldest weather usually comes from the east, from Siberia.
Well, so how about that? And it's basically the Siberian winter has been the same as it usually is with the sub-zero temperatures there. 4 deaths confirmed because of the storm, 1 in Virginia. 63-year-old man's car collided with a snowplow. Oof. All right, so comments coming up. It's 21 after the hour. Comments from you on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dr. Michael Foggs, the chief of allergy and immunology at the Advocate Healthcare Group in Chicago, he's been involved in the study of asthma, the treatment of asthma. So this is the minor cases, I guess, Dr. Foggs, coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath. But without the proper treatment, this can lead to death, can it not?
You're absolutely correct, Doug. Asthma is a chronic lung disease involving an intense inflammation throughout the lungs. And this inflammation causes damage to the tissues in the lungs, which causes those symptoms that you mentioned when the asthma is poorly controlled. And that includes wheezing, which is the noise that emanates from the chest due to the narrowing of the airways, coughing with abundant mucus production, as well as chest tightness and discomfort and breathlessness, especially on physical exertion. So all of these symptoms can be seen in any asthmatic, but the good news is that when the asthma is well controlled, these symptoms all disappear.
Yep.
The problem is that some 5 to 10% of patients who have asthma out of 26 million Americans have asthma that is uncontrolled despite the fact that they're using state-of-the-art medications, which is why I'm excited about the advent of a new class of medication approved for the treatment of asthma for the first time by the FDA. And this product is called Spiriva Respimat.
Spiriva Respimat. What causes this? What is the, does this product get to the root cause? Or is it, a lot of times we wonder when we take drugs for things whether they're dealing with the actual problem or just covering it up. So if we know what causes asthma and then wondering out loud whether this product, Spiriva Respimat, deals with just fixing the immediate problem or does it get to the root of the problem to try to cure it?
Well, after many, many decades of research, the cause of asthma is still unknown. And a lot of people find that to be a surprising fact.
Yeah, right.
But because we don't know the cause for asthma, it's exceedingly difficult to cure. Consequently, we settle for what we can do. And what we can do is prescribe medication which has the ability to wipe out some of the inflammation in the airways, which is responsible for some of the symptoms that I mentioned. And at the same time, realize for this subset of the population where even inhaled steroids don't work, or the addition of a bronchodilator to open the airways doesn't work when added to the inhaled steroids, we have a medication called Spiriva, capital S-P-I-R-I-V-A, Respimat, capital R-E-S-P-I-M-A-T. And for your listeners who want to learn more about this add-on product, I would like to direct them to the website www.spirevaasthma.com. So we have no cure for asthma because we don't know the cause, Doug.
Mm-hmm. So is this an inhaled medicine, much like we see with the, you made reference to steroids. I know some people who have had asthma. They need the inhaler. Is this delivered? Is this product delivered through an inhaler, or does it come in some other form?
This product is delivered through an inhaler, and that's the convenient thing about it. And this medication is taken as a treatment once every 24 hours. So this inhaler delivers the medication to the airways, and it's a very uniquely designed device called the Respimat. And the individual who is placed on Spireva Respimat takes two inhalations every 24 hours. So that's one inhalation followed by a second, and then 24 hours later repeat the same. And this is a chronic maintenance therapy, which is continued, and it's added on top of the usual therapy. So it's not a medication that's a standalone medication for the treatment of asthma. It's added to medication that is
already
on board that has not successfully controlled the asthma.
Right. All right. The website again, doctor, is?
The website is www.spirevaasthma.com.
Got it. Dr. Michael Foggs from the Advocate Medical Group in Chicago here about asthma. Interesting and important information here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
What can farmers do to help reduce food waste? We'll tell you today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
When the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations says we lose 40% of the food produced in the United States, it's also counting what gets left in the fields. Sarah Verid is involved in ReFed, a project to reduce food waste.
For farmers who currently are producing product that for some reason is not getting picked up kind of by their primary market, you're working closely with food banks and with others to then actually recover that food. And there's a lot of opportunities around maximizing kind of labor in the field to get all the product out of the field and then sorting out what's going to go to your primary market versus what can go to your recovery market.
Verid says farmers who want to be more sustainable can help with the food waste reduction effort. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So here we are, enjoying another chilly morning on much of the East Coast, although it's nowhere near as chilly as it was yesterday at this time. Doug Steffen, I'm the Good Day host with Kara Schillen at 888-302-3684, among the many ways of you being in touch with us. The coldest Valentine's Day on record. Yep. How many of you enjoyed Sunday? Wasn't cold where I was. Wasn't cold where my girlfriend was. But that doesn't mean it wasn't cold everywhere else. Really a tough storm from Valentine's Day through President's Day. Widespread destruction, dangerous combination of snow, ice, rain, moving up from the Carolinas, the roads. Oof, man. I'm looking at an ABC News report right now of something. And if you're not in it, sometimes it doesn't mean anything, right? Isn't that the experience of most of us? If we're not actually in it or involved in it, it doesn't have much appeal conversationally. But yet, the news media makes such a big deal of it like it was the end of the world. Here's NBC's Ron Mott reporting on several parts of this problem, the way that people dug out, if you will, or dealt with the effects of the polar vortex from their point of view.
65 million Americans bundled up against the brutal cold as the ever-present polar vortex unleashes winter's harshest bite yet.
The winds are just like knives cutting into your face.
Today, the cold brought a burst of snow as far south as Tennessee and the Carolinas, causing trouble for commuters. Commuters also stranded in New York, where cold weather likely contributed to train delays during rush hour. In Pennsylvania, a broken water pipe left this home frosted over.
Here at Fenway Park, the Red Sox are heading south to Florida for spring training, giving up their home to skiers and snowboarders who are literally jumping for joy. And further north in Maine, the Biathlon World Cup left competitors with frozen faces. Record low temperatures are possible from Minnesota to the Mid-Atlantic. Buffalo's forecast for Saturday, 2 degrees. Boston's looking at 4 below Sunday morning. New York City's bracing for 0, toppling a 100-year record. So cold, in fact, that Saturday's annual Central Park Ice Festival canceled.
One of the things I find most interesting about that kind of reporting is the offhanded remarks. This is not a news program. This is a conversation program about what people are talking about. So it's liable to have some factual content and some content that's opinion-based. That was supposed to be a news report. Did you pick in that report, that little reference to Fenway Park and how the baseball players are going to leave Boston, their home, and go to the sunny warmth of Florida or wherever they go for spring training? The Red Sox, there isn't one player that plays for the Red Sox that lives in Boston. And I think that's the case, isn't it, for most major league teams? Very few of the players, they may have homes. I remember Roger Clemens used to live up the street from me, up the street from my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. And he would be seen most every morning jogging, most every morning when the team was in town. But he only lived in the house when the team was in town. He was from Houston or someplace in Texas. And so he spent the off season at his home in Texas. He spent many times when there was time with his family, obviously, there. But the only reason he had a home in Framingham was because it was convenient for him while the team was in town. And I think that's the case with most. I'm not trying to be a picker here, but it just is interesting how some things like that, the assumption is that all the members of all sports teams live in the communities where the team is licensed. That's patently silly. Okay, anyway, back to the storm. I needed to get one state, so I Google Virginia. Kara, Department of Transportation sent out 2,500 trucks to work on the roads. There was still, what we say earlier, 500 accidents or something. There was a pileup on I-78 in Pennsylvania on Saturday, late Saturday. So the stories and pictures and things are in the trending box at DougStephan.com. Here's Al Roker, most of all of America's favorite weatherman, with a bit of good news.
The good news, by Tuesday, temperatures rebound into the 50s and 30s, everybody either at or above normal.
Yep, and that's what's happening today. So should we just drop it? Yeah, let's get one more overview of the polar vortex from news anchor Barry Krieger.
Whoever said that there's no such thing as free lunch never visited the hot table at Tower Square in Springfield during the Polar Vortex Challenge. In order to eat for free, you had to have your lunch outside on the patio in single-digit temperatures and with the light snow coming down. Teresa Turner of Westfield has taken the challenge every year it's been offered.
Well, why not? You're alive, you might as well live, right? It's just lunch. It's a little cold. It's free, yes. And the food couldn't be any better.
If it weren't for the fact that it was free, that was enough to motivate you to eat outside. Hot Table was also donating the value of the free meals to the Springfield Rescue Mission to help local people in need.
I wonder if the polar vortex had anything to do with the problems Comcast had with their widespread outages. Yes, a lot of things connected to the weather, for sure. The growing risk of worldwide water shortages, is that something that is in play here? Once again, I'm back to the challenge that we have of understanding the history of the planet. And not that it makes it good. There are real problems because there's not enough water. There aren't bodies of water to help grow foods in important parts of the world where we need to be growing food. 70% of the population, about 4 billion people, lives without enough access to fresh water for at least 1 to 2 months of the year, according to a new paper published by the journal Science Advances. You can see that overview at DougStephan.com as well. Previous studies calculated a lower number, estimating that between 1.7 and 3 billion folks lived with moderate to severe water
scarcity. What, you've heard this probably before. Wars of the future will be fought over water. There will be plenty of that because there are going to be plenty of shortages, according to some of the scientists that have put together this computer model that's more precise and comprehensive than some of the previous studies, taking a closer look at what is going on with things like the polar vortex. What's happening in our atmosphere from 30,000 to 30 miles, 30,000 feet to 30 miles above the planet. So the research has, to this point anyway, concentrated on the scarcity of water every year, and it only has been carried out on some of the now river basin, that what exists now, not what was there before. Remember that the desert of Africa was not a desert a billion years ago, and that America mostly was a desert a billion years ago. When you go back to and how long it takes to create oil, for example, where that comes from, many people theorize fossil fuel comes from the era of the dinosaurs. I wonder about that. Ever wonder about that? Why there seems to be an never-ending supply of oil? What? How many dinosaurs? How many dinosaurs were alive to create all of this? Well, there was other, all of the carbon-based things that were alive and then were destroyed by the impact of the meteorite that hit this planet 65, 70 million years ago. So it's taken that long to create the oil. But think about it in this way. If you really want a mind-blowing experience, it was all part of the plan, or is part of the plan, because we needed to have what we use now for fuel in order to have the Industrial Revolution that we had starting in the 1880s that was brought about by the discovery of oil. And how we applied it to the internal combustion engine, how we've applied it to pretty much everything in our lives. Think about that, if you want a wowzer. Here's commentary, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. Mary writes, the Northeast winters will become extreme with a few weeks of spring followed by hot, humid summers. Yeah, it has been that. Last year was quite nice in the Northeast, I think, actually. Albert writes, beautiful day here in Texas. Sorry, guys. Hang in there. Ray writes, polar vortex is the name they gave to what used to be called Arctic fronts. They need a way to make it sound more extreme. Yep. That's a great way of putting it, Ray. Scott writes, wow, have we become a nation of weather wimps? Boy, haven't we, huh? Or is this the way for the Weather Channel to stay relevant? No, we're weather wimps. Sharon writes, I don't know if this is really that unusual. I've lived in Indiana all my life and remember this kind of cold weather a few weeks of the year. Most winters we bundled up, covered our faces, and walked to school. Yep! That's it! So let us leave where we are, and we'll be back in a few moments to focus on the Grammys and what happened in several different ways of looking at the Grammys from last night here on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store, a bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Pile high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion, so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credit. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Class action lawsuits play an important role in our justice system. They can make it easier for large groups of people who have been injured or harmed to obtain justice by sharing legal representation. However, a petition filed recently with the U.S. Supreme Court reveals that an alarming number of class action lawsuits are enriching the lawyers while their clients get almost nothing. For example, a class action lawsuit filed over a popular brand of batteries resulted in a payday for the lawyers of $5.7 million. But their clients got less than $350,000 combined. Put another way, the lawyers got 94% of the settlement money, while their clients got only 6%. That's only 5 cents for each of the 7 million folks who were harmed. Let's be fair. Compare that to the already high 33% charged by most of the contingency fee lawyers advertising on TV, and we can see just how outrageous that is. So how can this happen? Learn how by visiting our website at centerforamericatv.org.
All right, 47 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The Grammy Awards last night, Taylor Swift accepting the Grammy for Album of the Year for 1989. And threw a little shade for anybody who had tried to take credit for her fame.
Taylor Swift.
I want to thank the fans for the last 10 years. And as the first woman to win Album of the Year at the Grammys twice, I want to say to all the young women out there, there are going to be people along the way who will try to undercut your success or take credit for your accomplishments or your fame. But if you just focus on the work and you don't let those people sidetrack you, someday when you get where you're going, you'll look around and you will know that it was you and the people who love you who put you there. And that will be the greatest feeling in the world. Thank you for this moment.
The latest song that Kanye West has out there, it's called Famous, on his latest album, The Life of Pablo. He raps that he made Taylor Swift famous. What a jerk. He really is. Didn't President Obama say he was a jackass, I think, once, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah, I think he did, which is appropriate. But yet, everybody's talking about him. He went into a Twitter rant last night before the Grammys. He asked white publications to not comment on black music anymore. He is. He's a jackass. He called Puff Daddy the most important cultural figure in his life. Okay, that's swell. He also revealed his new album, The Life of Pablo, will never be available on Apple or go on sale. Will only ever be on Tidal. And I found out the Tidal is the digital music service, which is subscription-based and owned by Kanye's friend Jay-Z. You ever download anything or take anything down from that source, Kara?
Tidal? Not just because I don't know. I think it's a lot like, it's basically run by artists, and the whole thing is that, you know, with websites like Spotify, they think that they're not getting enough money for the work that they're doing, which I can see. I think most people who aren't involved in the music industry don't realize that, you know, artists don't always get paid royalties for everything. But it's just, there's too many other platforms out there that are more easily accessible. So when there's already, you know, three things that you're subscribed to, then I don't really care to subscribe to another one.
So he's limiting his own success in the manner of speaking. I also understand the CBS live stream didn't work at the start of the Grammys, and viewers were furious. If you go to Twitter, you see some of the lashing out at CBS there. 51 after the hour. This is a good day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Think of yourself, and in a helping hand, love in your heart.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here now with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of the important medical information that he has researched over the past week. We're back to the Zika virus and what it does and transmission and the DEET thing and the AMA and whatever else. I just say more than anything else about this, Ken, if you got a good, strong immune system and a strong gut, you don't, this stuff doesn't. If you have a weak immune system, this is going to get you, I think, more
we
likely.
We need to send you on a field trip to Brazil, Doug. It might change your mind.
Maybe I should go there.
All right, so what's up?
Well, the latest, and people want to know about this, the latest this week is traces of the Zika virus have been identified in the tissue of two babies who died in Brazil from a birth defect marked by underdeveloped heads and brain. The discovery does not prove the Zika virus is the cause of thousands of cases of microcephaly in Brazilian babies since the spring, but it's the firmest connection yet that the mosquito-borne pathogen may be to blame, and more tests are needed to confirm that the Zika virus is the cause of the birth defect.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
but just to clarify, the only people that are really in danger being affected by this virus are pregnant women and their unborn babies.
When they're
everybody else.
And if you're in North America, especially this weekend where it's cold, even where Ken is in Florida, not many mosquitoes buzzing around.
Well, and even my wife's cousins down in Colombia have had the Zika virus. And it's a minor flu that runs through force and boom.
Right. It's pregnancy that's the real problem.
Right. Then I would be scared.
Yeah. All right. Is he right, Ken?
Yeah, well, yes. And the number of Zika cases in the U.S. is growing. And this is also the news about the virus this week. The CDC has confirmed 66 Americans who have traveled to affected countries are infected. Those cases are in 17 states in Washington, D.C.
Are they pregnant?
That's correct.
There's one case here.
They're
in
all
DC,
pregnant.
Yes.
However,
women.
No.
No.
Well, however, there has not been transmission by mosquitoes within the U.S., but the CDC says it fears it could only be a matter of time, and the CDC expects limited local transmission in some of the southern states. See, the mosquito that carries the virus is very common in the southern United States. It just hasn't yet been found to be carrying the virus, and I think it's just a matter of time. And that's what the CDC announced this week.
Could have, would have, but anyway. You and I have our fun when we talk about these things. It's serious. If you're a pregnant man,
well, there's almost 5,000 children in Brazil alone that have had brain damage from
what this is doing is bring a resurgence to discussion of abortion as an issue. And whether you found out about this, would you have an abortion? If your child is affected by this, would you do that? Question to be dealt with.
Well, that's up to that is a big issue here, and that's up to the individual.
All right, new Lyme disease bacteria. On the front burner here?
Exactly. There are some 300,000 cases of Lyme disease in the U.S. yearly, Doug. It's transmitted via bites by the black-legged deer tick and is rarely fatal. Normally, the patients get well after a course of oral antibiotics, which you've had. Scientists have found a new bacteria, Borrelia meioni, that triggers Lyme disease in humans. Until now, Borrelia burgdorferi was the only species believed to cause Lyme disease in North America. Both diseases, they cause fever, headache, rash, and neck pain in the early stages of infection, days after exposure, and arthritis in later stages of infection. This is week after exposure. Borrelia meioni, the new bacteria, however, adds nausea and vomiting to the picture, as well as triggers diffuse rashes as compared with a single rash caused by Borrelia burgdorferi, the so-called bullseye.
All right. Let's spend a minute talking about Super Beets and whether or not having this enhances your immune system as well as all your cardiovascular system, Ken.
Well, in order for the body to work properly from head to toe, you need an adequate production on an ongoing basis of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, it's an award-winning 1998 Nobel Prize-winning discovery. It's a signaler molecule. It allows the blood circulation to relax. It allows the nervous system to work properly, the immune system to work properly, but you need continuous remaking of nitric oxide, and Doug will tell you how to get some products to help you build nitric oxide.
This is what Super Beets is all about. Call 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183 to take Ken's advice. Get on this product. 800-655-4183.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.